Good afternoon. Showers and embedded thunderstorms have already broken out across the Adirondacks, the western Mohawk Valley, and the lower I-88 corridor toward the southern tier. These showers and thunderstorms are associated with a cold front that will continue to move to the east and in our direction in interior New York and New England for the afternoon and evening hours. The result will be increasing and thickening clouds, with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely for everyone by mid to late afternoon, and some of the storms into the evening hours could contain heavy downpours and perhaps some stronger wind gusts. At the same time, moisture lifting out of the Atlantic over Long Island will move in through southern New England, and this could enhance some of the precipitation later today in the eastern sections of our area. Meanwhile, limited sunshine today has allowed temperatures to climb, and with increased humidity, readings will top out in the middle to upper 70s on average for daytime highs. Late tonight, as the activity presses through New England and off the coast, we'll have drier weather, although areas of fog will develop as lows drop back into the lower 60s. Behind this system, we'll still see some clouds early Thursday morning, especially in easternmost New York and New England, although everyone will return to a mix of sun and clouds with a nice northwest breeze on Thursday afternoon. And as the humidity drops, high temperatures will reach into the upper 70s. A weak disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada on Friday. We could see a passing shower associated with this disturbance. However, most of the day will be dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the upper 70s. High pressure will then build in on Friday night, and Saturday will enjoy mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Still some question about the rest of the holiday weekend. Right now, Sunday looks mainly dry, especially from I-90 North, although a disturbance riding along the Ohio Valley will take a track toward New Jersey and perhaps bring us a few showers in the southern part of our area on Sunday afternoon. We'll continue to track this as it develops. High temperatures will be in the lower 70s. We'll see how long this system sticks around, but we'll go with dry weather on Labor Day and partly sunny skies in the lower to mid 70s, and then bouncing back to the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Dorian continues to gain strength as it moves towards St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. Right now, the storm has 70-mile-per-hour winds, and it is expected to become a hurricane later today as it bears down on Puerto Rico. Right now, a hurricane watch is in effect for Puerto Rico, while a hurricane warning is in effect for both the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. After the storm passes over the Greater Antilles, it'll work its way to the east of the Bahamas, and the current National Hurricane Center forecast has this system gaining strength and perhaps even becoming a major hurricane as we head toward the weekend as it draws closer to the east coast of Florida. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing near 80. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers later in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 98, set in 1948. And the record low, 42, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a few thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today with highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms this evening, areas of fog overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds and breezy, upper 70s. Just a passing shower Friday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on Saturday. A shower possible Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s on Labor Day. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.